Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 14 to 31. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administration, and the various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts. And I will show you a still more excellent way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jacob Sutton, Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church, Terre Haute, Indiana.
Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Sometimes we do not always feel like such an important member of the body of Christ. This person over here has been given more gifts and talents than I have, and look at all the neat things he or she does in and for the church. Or this talented man is called to preach as our pastor. This talented person plays the organ, directs the choir. This person is asked to help teach children. Meanwhile, I'm just over here cleaning the tables, maybe cleaning the bathrooms too. So what if in your body the foot might be tempted to say, well, I'm not a hand. The hand does so much more interesting things. I suppose I'm not a part of the body. Or what if your ear might say, you know, I'm not an eye, and that eye does so much more wondrous things than I do. Well, I guess I'm just not meant to be a part of the body. Well, obviously these aren't true. The human body needs each part to function as God intended it. Where would we be if everything is an eye, everything a hand? A person needs two steady feet to keep upright. Just ask someone who has to do without their feet. Perhaps think of those brave soldiers injured in combat who lose their limbs. Or we need our ears to hear. Surely we all can agree that it's not easy to be without one of our senses. Just so the body of Christ needs each part to function as God intended it. Some preach, some teach, some listen, some lead, some follow. Some have different gifts and talents than others. Not everyone does or is or can be everything. As much as our 21st century progressive egalitarian culture begs to differ. But this is God's gracious doing. In our reading, notice that God is the doer. God is the constructor of the body of Christ. God has indeed set for our benefit in the church the apostles, prophets, teachers, those with various gifts. God did that. God has set in place for our benefit each and every member in the body of Christ, just as he desired. God has wonderfully brought together, composed this body of Christ. Even Paul writes, giving those who lack in the world's eyes more excessive honor and value. Think of that when you in this sinful world sees our Lord's church oppressed by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed, where toil and tribulation and tumult seem all too familiar, even in your local congregation, when it seems so small and insignificant and troubled, or even when you seem to feel so small and insignificant and troubled in your life, we can take comfort there, that no matter our station in life, no matter what we are called to be in the body of Christ, each person in that body has worth because God has created them and redeemed them. Each vocation of each person has worth because God has set it in place and given it and redeemed it. It is all just as He desires it to be, designed to bring forth in the world a great harmony of praise to Him, each needing to play their part, each looking out for the welfare of the other, because the world needs such a body that sings His song of salvation, founded in and flowing out of His love. God has done this. The Father set His Son in place to give His body unto death on the tree, the shameful and weak death that covers our iniquities and pardons our offenses, and at the same time is strong to redeem us and make us His, a holy, precious body given unto death to make a holy, precious, living body glorified before the world, a people gathered together by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel and the water of holy baptism to be His body, His bride, His flock, His chosen and elect. You believers in Him are that body of Christ, the blessed heavenly chorus, even while yet here on earth. Rejoice and be glad, for the glorious vision of the victorious body of Christ is coming. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jacob Sutton for this meditation on God's Word.